Introduction: The emotional battle behind every trade. What if I told you that your biggest opponent in trading isn't the market, the news, or even the economy, but you? That's right. Your emotions, not your strategy, are what make or break your success as a trader. And the truth is, mastering your emotions is the real edge in trading. Because in the chaos of price swings, red candles, and unexpected news, the one thing you can always control is your mind. Let's be honest. Every trader, no matter how skilled, has felt the gut punch of a bad trade. The heart-racing panic of watching the market turn against you. The sudden urge to double down and win it all back. The temptation to break your rules just this once because this trade feels right. Sound familiar? If you've ever blown an account, skipped your stop loss, or revenge traded out of frustration, you're not alone. Every successful trader has been there. The difference is, they learned how to stop letting emotions drive their decisions. They learned how to master themselves before mastering the markets. Let me give you a picture. Picture two traders. One makes a solid plan, follows his system, and walks away when the market doesn't align. The other jumps in and out, chasing green candles, second-guessing his entries, driven by hope, fear, and ego. Guess which one lasts? It's not about who's smarter. It's not about who knows more indicators. It's about emotional discipline, the skill that separates consistent winners from those who constantly start over. This audiobook is your guide to building that skill. Inside, you're going to learn how to identify the emotional traps that sabotage your trades: greed, fear, impatience, revenge, and self-doubt. We'll explore the psychology behind your decision-making and teach you how to rewire your brain to respond with calm and control, even in the heat of the moment. You'll discover the power of mental routines, journaling, reflection, and discipline. You'll understand what it really means to trade with emotional intelligence and how to become the type of trader who thinks clearly, acts strategically, and stays grounded. This isn't fluff. It's practical. It's actionable. And it's written for you. The trader who's tired of being ruled by emotion and ready to take control of the one thing that truly matters: your mindset. Whether you're trading crypto, forex, stocks, or futures, one truth remains: your ability to stay emotionally stable will determine your long-term success. You'll hear stories of traders who lost everything due to emotional decisions, and those who built slow, consistent profits through calm, focused discipline. You'll learn how to control your breathing, your thinking, and your reactions in real time. You'll even discover tools that elite traders use to reset mentally after losses and avoid spirals that lead to bigger ones. And most importantly, by the time you finish this audiobook, you'll walk away with more than just knowledge. You'll walk away with a new identity. The identity of a calm, confident, emotionally disciplined trader. Because this isn't just about learning tips. It's about transformation. So whether you're just starting out or already knee-deep in the trading trenches, get ready. This audiobook will challenge how you think, train how you feel, and unlock the trader you were always meant to be. Ready to take the first step? Let's begin. Chapter 1: Why Emotions Destroy Good Traders. Trading looks simple from the outside. You click a few buttons, watch a chart, make a decision. If it goes up, you win. If it goes down, you lose. Right? Wrong. If trading was just about patterns and entries, we'd all be millionaires by now. But every trader eventually learns the same hard truth. The biggest challenge isn't the market. It's your own emotions. Fear, greed, revenge, doubt, euphoria, panic. These are the real forces moving most traders' decisions. And if you don't learn to manage them, they'll quietly sabotage every plan you make. Let's start by breaking down some of the most common emotional traps that destroy even the most talented traders. Fear, the invisible hand that freezes you. Fear shows up in many ways. Fear of losing money. Fear of being wrong. Fear of missing out. Fear of pulling the trigger. Fear of staying in too long. It's a sneaky emotion. Sometimes it feels like logic. Sometimes it feels like caution. But often, it's just resistance.
Dressed up as analysis. Have you ever hesitated on a great setup, only to watch it play out perfectly after you skipped it? That's fear. Have you ever moved your stop loss too tight, only to get wicked out, and then see the market reverse in your favor? That's fear. Fear doesn't want you to risk anything. It wants you safe. But trading, by nature, involves uncertainty. If fear controls your decisions, you'll never give your trades room to breathe. You'll cut winners too early. You'll hesitate on great entries. And worst of all, you'll lose confidence in yourself.
Greed, the illusion of just a bit. More, greed doesn't always look evil. It's not just wild risk-taking or trying to double your money in a day. Sometimes, it shows up in quiet whispers. Hold a little longer, just in case it goes higher. Double the size this time. It's a sure thing. Skip the stop loss. You won't need it. Greed blinds you to risk. It convinces you that profit means you're right, even if you broke your rules. And the most dangerous part? Greed feels good, until it doesn't. The moment you get greedy, you stop thinking like a trader and start thinking like a gambler. And gamblers don't last long in this business. Revenge, the emotional spiral. This one's ugly, but it's real. You take a loss. It hurts. Your ego feels bruised. Maybe you overreacted. Maybe the market was irrational. Either way, you want it back now. So you jump into another trade, not because it's a good setup, but because you're angry. This is revenge trading. It's impulsive. It's emotional. And it's toxic. You're no longer trading the market. You're trading your emotions. And the more you chase, the more you lose. Until suddenly, your losses aren't just financial, they're psychological. You stop trusting yourself, and that is the most dangerous loss of all, the psychological roller coaster of wins and losses. Let's talk about what trading feels like. One day, you're on fire. Every trade hits. You're invincible. You start thinking bigger, risking more. The dopamine hits keep coming. Then, the market turns. You take a loss. Then another. Your winning streak disappears. Self-doubt creeps in. You hesitate. You overcorrect. You panic. Sound familiar? This is the emotional roller coaster. And unless you have a strong mindset, it will wreck your consistency. Wins make you overconfident. Losses make you overcautious. You start making emotional decisions instead of logical ones. You stop following your plan. You trade based on how you feel, not what you see. And that's where the downfall begins. The science of emotion in decision making. Let's get a little scientific for a moment. Your brain is wired for survival, not trading. When you see a big red candle on your open position, your brain sees it as a threat. It activates your amygdala, the part of your brain responsible for fear and emotional reaction. That's the fight or flight system. It's the same response your ancestors had when they saw a tiger. Except now, the tiger is the market. This emotional response floods your system with stress hormones, adrenaline and cortisol. Your heart races, your breathing shortens, your vision narrows. Your ability to think clearly drops. This is not the state you want to be in when making financial decisions. Meanwhile, the rational part of your brain, the prefrontal cortex, gets pushed aside. Logic takes a back seat. And suddenly, you're making snap decisions based on emotion, not strategy. If you've ever found yourself wondering, why did I do that? After a trade, now you know. Understanding your emotional triggers. Every trader has emotional triggers. Some get anxious during drawdowns. Others get reckless after wins. Some feel pressure when trading in front of others. Others fear missing out on the next big move. Your job is to identify your triggers before they control you. Ask yourself, what situations make me feel out of control? What patterns do I repeat after losses? What thoughts come up when I'm in a winning streak? When do I break my rules most often? Awareness is everything.
Once you can see the emotion rising, you can choose a different response. But if you're unaware, your emotions will drive the car, and you'll be the passenger. The first step to emotional awareness. Here's the good news. You can train your emotional awareness. It starts with a simple shift. Slow down. Before every trade, check in with yourself. Ask, am I calm? Am I following my plan? Is this trade based on logic or emotion? These microchecks train your brain to pause, and that pause is powerful. It gives your rational mind a chance to take the wheel. Next, start keeping an emotional trading journal. Not just price, entry, and exit, but also, what did I feel before, during, and after the trade? What was my mindset going in? Did I follow my rules? What would I do differently next time? Over time, this builds emotional intelligence, the ability to recognize, understand, and manage your emotions. You'll start to see patterns. You'll spot red flags before they lead to mistakes. You'll become more mindful. And that mindfulness becomes your edge. Final thoughts for this chapter. Emotions are part of being human. You can't eliminate them, but you can learn to control how they influence your trading. It starts with awareness. By understanding your emotional patterns, fear, greed, revenge, you take the first step toward mastering them. You stop reacting. You start responding. You stop being ruled by your feelings. And you start becoming a disciplined, focused, and emotionally strong trader. Remember, the market doesn't owe you anything. It doesn't care about your feelings. But you should care. Because your feelings, left unchecked, can cost you everything. But once they're mastered, they become your greatest asset. You've taken the first step. The path ahead is powerful. Let's keep going. Chapter 2, The Psychology of Trading, How the Brain Betrays You. The market isn't just a test of your strategy. It's a test of your psychology. Every candle, every spike, every sudden drop. Each one triggers a response deep inside your brain. And unless you understand how your mind works under pressure, you'll keep making the same emotional mistakes over and over again. Let's be clear. Your brain was never designed to trade. It was designed to survive. And in the world of trading, survival instincts can lead you straight to destruction. Fight or flight and your trading account. Imagine this. You enter a trade. Everything looks perfect. You're confident. Then, a red candle smashes your entry. Price starts dropping. Fast. Your heart starts pounding. Your stomach tightens. You break into a sweat. You stare at the screen, frozen. Do you close? Do you hold? Do you add more? Welcome to your brain's fight-or-flight response. This is your amygdala at work. It's the part of your brain responsible for processing fear and reacting to threats. It's ancient, powerful, and designed to keep you alive. Back in the day, this reaction helped humans escape predators. Today, it's what makes you panic when a trade goes red. Your body treats a losing position like a physical threat. Your body floods with cortisol. Adrenaline spikes. Your focus narrows. And your logical thinking shuts down. You stop being a trader. You become a frightened animal trying to escape. And just like that, your edge is gone. This is how the brain betrays you in trading. It hijacks your ability to think clearly, all in the name of protection. But the market doesn't care about your fear. It doesn't care about your instincts. It only responds to your decisions. Which means, if you want to win, you have to rise above your biology.cognitive biases in trading. Now let's talk about something more subtle. Cognitive biases. These are mental shortcuts your brain uses to make decisions quickly. They're helpful in everyday life. But in trading, they can be deadly. Let's look at a few of the biggest ones. FOMO, fear of missing out. This one is everywhere. You see a chart flying. You didn't enter. Everyone on social media is bragging. You feel the urge. You chase. FOMO makes you abandon logic. It pushes you into bad entries, late entries, High-risk positions with poor reward. It's based on emotion, not analysis. Confirmation. Bias. You've decided the market will go up, so you start looking for evidence to prove your bias. You ignore anything that says otherwise. You read only the bullish news. You cherry-pick bullish indicators. And when the market drops, you're shocked. Confirmation bias blinds you to reality. It feeds your ego instead of your logic. Loss aversion. This is the tendency to fear losses more than you value gains. Psychologists say losing $100 feels twice as painful as winning $100 feels good. In trading, this leads to holding losing trades too long. You don't want to take the loss. You hope it turns around. Meanwhile, you cut winners too early. You're afraid to give back the profit. This is how small losses turn into big ones, and how small wins keep you from real growth. Anchoring bias. You get attached to a specific number.
Maybe it's your entry price. Maybe it's a previous high. Maybe it's your profit target. But the market doesn't care about your anchor. It moves based on supply and demand, not your expectations. Anchoring causes you to ignore new information. It keeps you stuck in the past. The lizard brain versus the rational mind. Your brain has two main systems when it comes to decision making. System 1, fast, emotional, instinctive. This is the lizard brain. It reacts immediately. It's what you use to jump out of the way of danger or catch something falling. System 2, slow, logical, analytical. This is your rational mind. It thinks through problems. It follows plans. It trades with discipline. When you're calm, your rational mind is in control. You follow your setup. You manage risk. You stay focused. But when emotion rises, when a trade moves against you, or a setup looks too good to miss, the lizard brain takes over. You act without thinking. You break your rules. You click out of fear or greed. You become reactive, not strategic. The goal of emotional mastery in trading is to train your rational mind to stay in control, even when the pressure is on. It's not easy, but it is possible. And it starts with awareness, becoming the observer, not the reactor. So how do you rise above your brain's emotional traps? You become the observer. Instead of reacting automatically, you learn to pause. You watch your thoughts. You label your feelings. You create space between stimulus and response. Here's a powerful shift. Don't identify with your emotions. Observe them. Don't say, "I am anxious." Say, "I notice anxiety." Don't say, "I am afraid of this."
Trade.
Say, "Fear is present." This may sound small, but it's huge. That shift in language gives you distance, and in that distance is power. It puts you back in control. It reminds you that emotions are just signals, not instructions. Your fear isn't the truth. Your greed isn't a command. Your doubt isn't your destiny. They're just sensations. And like all emotions, they pass. Your job is to feel them, acknowledge them, but not act on them impulsively. You are not your thoughts. You are the awareness behind them. The more you practice this, the calmer you become. And the calmer you become, the better you trade. Practical tips to strengthen the rational mind. Let's wrap up with a few tools to help your rational mind stay in charge. Breathe before every trade. Before you enter, take 3 deep breaths. In through your nose, out through your mouth. This calms your nervous system. It brings your thinking brain back online. Use a pre-trade checklist. Don't rely on memory. Use a checklist to confirm your setup. If all boxes aren't checked, you don't trade. This removes guesswork. Journal your emotions. Track not just your trades, but your mindset. What did you feel before, during, and after the trade? This builds emotional intelligence over time. Create rules and follow them, no matter what rules.
Protect you from yourself. If your plan says cut losses at 2%, you do it.
Not because the market tells you, but because you decided before emotion got involved.
Limit screen time. The more you stare at price movement, the more you feed your lizard brain. Set times to analyze, then walk away. Protect your mental, capital, final thoughts. Your brain is powerful, but it's not perfect. It evolved to survive, not to succeed in a modern trading environment. That's why emotional awareness is a trader's greatest weapon. You must learn how your brain betrays you, so you can take back control, fight or flight. FOMO, confirmation bias, emotional triggers, they're all part of the game. But they don't have to rule your game. You're not here to trade emotionally. You're here to trade intelligently. The goal is to stop being the victim of your mind and become its master. Because once you master your brain, you master your trades. And when you master your trades, you change your future. Let's move forward with that power. Chapter 3. Greed, the silent killer of profit. Greed doesn't shout, it whispers, it doesn't show up wearing a villain's mask. It arrives dressed as ambition, as confidence, as just a little more. And before you know it, it takes everything. Greed is one of the most destructive emotions in trading, yet many traders don't even realize when it's in control. Why? Because greed is seductive. It disguises itself as growth, drive, even optimism. But when you peel back the layers, what you often find isn't a hunger for success. It's a fear of missing out, a need to prove something, a craving for a quick win. In this chapter, we're going to expose greed for what it truly is. We'll look at how it creeps in, how it hijacks your decision-making, and most importantly, how to master it before it masters you. How greed disguises itself. Greed rarely says, "Let's gamble." Instead, it says, "This trade is too good to pass up. I'll just hold a little longer. If I double the size, I can make up for that last loss. One more trade, then I'm done for the day." Greed doesn't always mean you're reckless. Often, it just means you've stopped thinking in probabilities and started thinking in fantasies. It can feel like confidence. But it's not rooted in discipline. It's rooted in desire. Desire for more. For faster gains. For bigger wins. You stop asking, "Is this a good trade?" and start asking, "How much can I make if it works?" That shift from process to outcome is the red flag. That's where greed takes the wheel. And here's the truth. Every great trader knows when to stop. Every losing trader keeps pushing. Case studies: how chasing profits leads to disaster. Let's look at a few real-world patterns that illustrate how greed operates in the mind of a trader. Case 1. The winning streak spiral. You've had 3 green trades in a row. Confidence is high. Your account is up. Everything feels good. You tell yourself, "I'm in the zone. Let's increase position size and ride the momentum." The next trade is over-leveraged. You don't manage risk. It moves. Against you, you hold, hoping it turns around. It doesn't. What started as a strong session ends in a massive loss. And worse, your confidence is shattered. What happened? Greed blurred your risk management. You let success turn into overconfidence. You chase the high instead of protecting the base. Case 2. The all-in moment. A trader sees a perfect setup. All indicators align, news matches. Market sentiment is strong. They throw everything at it. No stop loss, no plan, just conviction and size. At first it goes their way, then a sudden reversal. Now they're stuck, panicking, watching their account drain. They close the trade out of fear. Or worse, they hold and blow up their account. What happened? Greed convinced them it was a sure thing. They bet like a gambler, not a trader. Case 3. The overtrading trap. A trader hits their profit goal for the day, but they keep watching the market. They see another setup. One more, they think. Then another, and another. Before long, they give back all their gains and end the day negative. What happened? Greed didn't know when to stop. It wasn't satisfied with enough. These patterns aren't just stories. They're daily realities for thousands of traders, and they all come down to one thing, the inability to say, "That's enough for today." How to set realistic expectations. One of the most powerful ways to defeat greed is to anchor your trading in reality. Greed feeds off fantasies. It thrives in the space between what's real and what you wish would happen. So how do you pull it? Back down to earth? Define your daily, weekly, and monthly goals, based on logic, not emotion. If your average win is $100 per trade, don't expect to make $1,000 in a day by chance. Set goals that reflect your actual edge, not your dream outcome. Accept that you won't catch every move. You won't top tick or bottom tick every trade. You won't catch every runner. And you'll never time every market perfectly. That's okay. Your job isn't to be perfect. Your job is to be consistent. Understand compounding. $50 a day may feel small, but $50 a day, 5 days a week, 48 weeks a year, that's $12,000 before compounding. Now imagine you grow your skill. Size. Up slowly, stay consistent. That small daily profit becomes a solid full-time income. Focus on process, not outcome. Instead of chasing profit, chase execution. Ask, did I follow my setup? Did I control risk? Did I exit according to plan? If yes, you won. Even if the trade lost money, because the goal is to execute with discipline. That's what leads to long-term profit. Tools to train delayed gratification. Greed is about wanting more now, but trading rewards those who can wait, who can stay patient, who can take the slow, boring, disciplined path. Here are tools to help. Train delayed gratification. Use a profit cap dot set a realistic profit goal for the day. Once you hit it, walk away. It protects you from overtrading and giving back gains. Reward discipline, not just profit. After a day of good execution, even with small gains or losses, reward yourself. Take a walk, treat yourself. Build positive reinforcement around discipline. Track impulsive trades. Every time you take a trade out of FOMO or greed, write it down. Log the reason, the emotion, the outcome. You'll start to see the cost of impulsiveness in real numbers. Visualize long-term growth. Have a visual reminder of where consistency leads. A chart showing account growth from small daily wins. A spreadsheet with compounding calculations. Remind yourself, it's not about today's big win. It's about stacking smart trades for years. Practice stop trading rituals. Set a routine to end your trading day. Maybe it's closing all tabs, journaling the session, going for a walk. This habit signals to your brain, I'm done for the day. It prevents that one extra greedy trade that ruins everything. Final thoughts. Greed will always exist. It's not about eliminating it. It's about managing it, understanding it, catching it in the moment and choosing a better response. Every trader battles greed, but the best ones don't let it make decisions. They set realistic goals. They stay disciplined. They say enough when others chase. You don't need to double your account overnight. You don't need to catch every move. You just need to show up, trade your edge, and stick to the plan. Because when you do that long enough, the profits come. Slowly. Steadily, quietly. Let others chase fantasy. You chase consistency. That's the mindset of a professional. Let's continue building that mindset in the next chapter. Chapter 4. Fear. The invisible barrier to growth. Fear is invisible, but its effects are everywhere in trading. It's in the hesitation to take a setup, in the panic exit when price dips a little, in the refusal to size up when your edge is clear, in the avoidance of pulling the trigger, even when everything aligns. Fear doesn't always look like fear. Sometimes it shows up as perfectionism, as analysis paralysis, as waiting for more confirmation. But underneath all of it, it's the same emotion. Fear of losing. Fear of missing out. Fear of being wrong. Fear of looking stupid. Fear of failing. Again, fear is the great limiter, the ceiling above your potential. And until you learn to face it, understand it, and work through it, it will quietly run your trading life. In this chapter, we'll shine a light on fear. You'll learn where it comes from, how it tricks your mind, and, most importantly, how to overcome it without ignoring it. Because real traders don't run from fear, they rise above it. Let's begin. Fear of losing money, missing out, or being wrong. Let's break it down. Fear of losing money is the most obvious. It's primal. It triggers your survival instincts. Money means safety, comfort, status. Losing it feels like danger. Even when the loss is planned, even when it's small, it still stings. And so, you hesitate, you double-check, you skip trades, you cut winners early, you start trading not to win, but to avoid pain. That's not trading, that's fear management. Next is the fear of missing out, FOMO. This is where you chase moves after they've already run. You see others making money, you don't want to be left behind, so you jump in, late, unprepared, emotional. And more often than not, you lose. Ironically, the fear of missing out causes you to miss out on discipline, on strategy, on growth. Then there's the fear of being wrong. This one is subtle. It's the ego whispering, you have to be right. It's what makes you hold losing trades, refusing to admit they failed. It's what makes you ignore your stop loss. It's what makes you add to a loser, hoping it turns around. Because being wrong feels like being less than. It feels like weakness, like defeat. But here's a mindset shift. In trading, being wrong is not failure. It's feedback. It's a message. It's part of the business. Your job isn't to be right all the time. Your job is to manage risk when you're wrong and maximize reward when you're right. Why fear keeps you stuck? Fear doesn't just stop you from trading. It stops you from growing. Every time you hesitate on a setup, even though your plan says go, you train your brain to doubt yourself. Every time you ignore a new strategy because it feels uncomfortable, you train your brain to stay small. Every time you skip a backtesting session, avoid reviewing mistakes, or delay starting your trading journal, you feed fear. You protect your ego at the cost of your progress. Here's the truth. Fear wants comfort. Growth demands discomfort. That's why so many traders plateau. Not because they lack strategy, but because they've hit an emotional wall they refuse to climb. And often, it's not the fear of trading that holds them back. It's the fear of what trading asks of them. To be disciplined, to be patient, to be honest with themselves, to face their flaws and keep showing up anyway. Most people aren't willing to do that. That's why most traders don't succeed. But if you're listening to this right now, I believe you're different. Building courage with small wins. So, how do you overcome fear? Not by trying to be fearless. That's a myth. Real courage is not the absence of fear. It's the willingness to act despite fear. And that courage? It starts small. Here's how you build it, one step at a time. 1. Take small, intentional risks. Trade with small size. Size so small, it doesn't trigger panic. The goal isn't to get rich. It's to prove to yourself you can follow a plan. Each successful execution, regardless of the outcome, builds trust. 2. Focus on process wins. Forget about profit for now. Celebrate when you enter at your signal, when you respect your stop. When you journal honestly, process builds consistency. Consistency builds confidence. And confidence reduces fear. Visualize success. Take 5 minutes before your session. Close your eyes. See yourself following your plan, entering clean, exiting calmly, walking away proud. Your brain doesn't fully distinguish imagined success from real. The more you mentally rehearse, the more familiar and less scary it becomes. 4. Learn from past pain. Don't relive it. We all have painful trading memories, a blown account, a massive loss, a string of bad trades. Don't bury them. Study them. Ask, what was the emotion? What was the decision? What would I do differently now? Then forgive yourself. And move forward, creating a mental safety net. Fear thrives when we feel out of control. So give yourself control. Here's how you build a mental safety net, a foundation that supports you when the pressure is high. Clear, written trading plan. Know your entries, your exits, your risk, your goals. When it's written down, it gives your rational mind power over emotion. Defined daily risk limits. Know exactly how much you're willing to lose in a day. Hit that number, walk away. No debate, no revenge trades. Safety first, 3. Scheduled breaks. Fear builds up over time. Set a timer. Every 90 minutes, step away from the screen. Reset. Breathe. You're a human, not a robot. Community or accountability partner. Talk to someone. Share your emotions. Discuss your trades. Fear shrinks when it's spoken. Isolation magnifies it. End of day reflection. Ask yourself, what did I fear today? What did I do anyway? Where did fear win? How will I respond next time? Track your emotional patterns like you track your trades. This is how emotional mastery is built. Final thoughts. Fear isn't your enemy. It's a signal. It means you care. It means you're stretching. It means you're stepping into uncertainty. But fear should never be the one making decisions. That's your job. You won't eliminate fear, but you can learn to see it, to understand it, to trade with it, not under it. Because the traders who grow, the ones who succeed, are not the ones who feel no fear. They're the ones who feel it and keep moving anyway. Step by step, trade by trade, breath by breath. You've got this. Chapter 5. Discipline, the real trading strategy. If trading were only about strategy, everyone would win. Think about it. You can buy the best indicators. You can copy someone else's signals. You can pay for education, courses, even algorithms. But if you don't have discipline, it all falls apart. Strategy tells you what to do. Discipline decides if you actually do it. That's why some traders with average strategies make consistent profits, while others with advanced knowledge keep. Losing, it's not the setup. It's the self-control. It's the execution. In this chapter, we're going to break down why discipline is the real edge in trading. You'll learn how to build it like a muscle. We'll explore the daily habits, rules, and rituals that emotionally strong traders live by. Because once discipline becomes automatic, success follows naturally. Let's dive in. Why strategy without discipline fails? Let's say you have a solid trading strategy. You've backtested it. You've journaled it. It works. But on Monday, you hesitate. On Tuesday, you overtrade. On Wednesday, you size up too big. On Thursday, you hold a loser too long. On Friday, you try to make it all back. By the end of the week, it's not the strategy that failed. It's you. And this is the cold truth. The best strategy in the world is useless in the hands of someone who can't follow it. Discipline is the glue between your system and your success. It's what keeps you from chasing green candles. It's what reminds you to walk away after a loss. It's what makes you stick to your stop loss, even when it hurts. Without discipline, you're just guessing. With discipline, you're executing. That's the difference between a gambler and a professional. How to build discipline, like a muscle. Discipline isn't something you're born with. It's not a personality trait. It's a skill, a muscle, and just like any muscle, you build it through repetition, consistency. Recovery, here's how you grow your discipline over time. Start small. Don't try to become a trading robot overnight. Pick one area, maybe sticking to your stop loss. Focus on mastering that one behavior every single trade for the next 2 weeks. Once that becomes automatic, move to the next. Use a trading checklist. Before you click buy or sell, ask yourself, is this my setup? Am I following my risk rules? What's my plan before, during, and after the trade? This checklist forces you to slow down and think. Discipline starts with awareness. Delay the emotion. Before entering a trade, take a deep breath. Literally, one full inhale, one full exhale. This interrupts the emotional impulse. It gives your logical brain a chance to take back control. Keep a discipline scorecard. Every day, rate yourself, not on profit, but on discipline. Did I follow my rules today? Did I trade emotionally? Where did I slip? Track it. Measure it. Improve it. Because what gets measured gets mastered. Reward the process. Most traders only feel good when they win, but pros feel good when they follow their plan, even if they lose money. Rewire your brain to love discipline, not just outcomes. This is the foundation of emotional strength. Daily habits of emotionally strong traders. Emotionally strong traders don't have more willpower. They have better habits. They've structured their day to support consistency. They don't fight the market. They prepare for it. Here are a few daily habits that separate the winners from the strugglers. Morning mental reset. Before the charts, they reset their mind. Meditation, journaling, visualization, 5 to 10. Minutes to clear the emotional baggage. They don't carry yesterday's win or loss into today. Pre-market routine. Strong traders don't just show up. They prep, they review key levels, set alerts, read relevant news, confirm their plan. When the bell rings, they're ready, not reactive. Trade review ritual. Every session ends with reflection. What went well? What could improve? Did I follow? The plan? They learn every day, not once a month. Breaks during the session. They don't sit glued to the screen. They take intentional breaks to reset their nervous system. Stretch, walk, breathe, because when your body relaxes, your brain works better. Strict shutdown time. At a certain hour, they're done. Win or lose, they close the platform and live their life. Discipline isn't just about what you do. It's about when you stop. Rules, routines, and rituals. Discipline thrives on structure. Let's break it down. Rules are your boundaries. They protect you from yourself. Examples. Never risk more than 1% per trade. Only take setups during the first 2 hours of market open. Walk away after 2 consecutive losses. These are non-negotiables. They create safety. They eliminate decision fatigue. Routines are your processes. They create consistency. Examples. 30-minute pre-market prep journal after each trade. End-of-day chart review. These routines ground you. They help you stay focused when emotions run high. Rituals are your anchors. They tap into your emotional center. Examples. Saying an affirmation before you trade. Lighting a candle or drinking a specific tea to signal focus. Listening to calming music during analysis. Rituals may seem small, but they make trading feel intentional, not chaotic. They train your brain to enter a state of calm readiness. Together, your rules, routines, and rituals form the discipline ecosystem. It's how you stay sharp, how you stay consistent, how you stay profitable. Final thoughts. Discipline isn't the sexiest part of trading, but it's the most powerful. It's not about being perfect. It's about being consistent enough over time. It's about showing up every day with clarity, patience, and control. You won't feel like being disciplined every day. That's okay. Do it anyway, because every time you choose discipline over impulse, you strengthen your identity as a professional. And over time, that identity creates results. Real, measurable, life-changing results. Build your discipline like a trader. Train it like a muscle. And watch your performance and your confidence grow. Chapter 6. Mastering the Moment. How to Stay Calm. During a trade, the real battle in trading isn't on the chart. It's in your mind. It's that spike of adrenaline when your position goes green and you want to take profits too early. It's the panic when the price dips and you want to close too soon. It's the rage after a stop-loss hit and you want to jump right back in. We've all been there. In those moments, logic disappears. You don't follow your strategy, you follow your emotions. And in trading, that's expensive. If you want to succeed long-term, you must master the moment. The second-by-second battlefield. That razor-thin space between stimulus and response. This chapter is about emotional control in real time. Not theory, not reflection after the fact. But what to do in the trade. When the pressure is on, when money is moving, when your heartbeat rises, you'll learn simple, science-backed techniques to stay calm, stay focused, and stay in control. Because the difference between a winning and losing trade often comes down to one decision made under pressure. Let's begin techniques for emotional control in real time. You don't rise to the level of your strategy. You fall to the level of your emotional training. Here are techniques traders use to stay grounded in the moment, even when everything feels intense. The 3-second pause. Before you click buy or sell, pause. Count slowly. 1, 2, 3. Take one deep breath. This pause shifts control from your reactive brain to your rational brain. It gives your mind space to think. And sometimes, that space saves your account. Tactical breathing, also called box breathing, used by Navy SEALs, perfect for traders. Here's how. Inhale for 4 seconds. Hold for 4 seconds. Exhale for 4 seconds. Hold again for 4 seconds. Repeat for 1 or 2 minutes. This calms your nervous system. It lowers your heart rate. It brings you back to the present. Focus on execution, not outcome. During the trade, your job is not to win. Your job is to execute. Your edge plays out over time. One trade means nothing. If you focus on the process and not the profit, your emotions shrink. You stop obsessing over every tick. You start making clean, calm decisions. Use mantras, simple phrases, spoken out loud or silently. They anchor your mindset. Examples: I follow my plan. Next trade, best trade. Let the chart do the work. I control my exits. The right mantra in the right moment can interrupt panic and recenter you. Breathing, visualization, and pausing. Let's go deeper on 3 core tools. Breathing. Breath is the remote control for your brain. Shallow breathing, but stress. Deep breathing, calm. Try this during a trade. When your heart races, inhale deeply through your nose. Hold for 2 seconds. Exhale slowly through your mouth. Do it twice. Instant calm. Instant clarity. Visualization. Before you trade, or even during a drawdown, close your eyes. Picture yourself sticking to your stop. Letting a winner run. Walking away after following your rules. Feel it in your body. See it on the screen. Visualization is mental rehearsal. The brain doesn't know the difference between imagined and real success. So imagine calm. Imagine control. Then act it out. Pausing. Sometimes the most profitable move is to do nothing. Pause the trade. Pause the screen. Pause yourself. Walk away for 60 seconds. Shake out your hands. Splash cold water on your face. Reset. You're not a robot. You're a human navigating risk. Give yourself permission to pause. The mental stop-loss concept. Every trader has a price stop-loss, but few have a mental one. Here's what that means. A mental stop-loss is the emotional point where you know, I'm no longer thinking clearly. I need to stop trading now. Examples of mental stop-loss triggers: feeling revengeful after a loss, obsessively checking charts even after your session is over, cursing, yelling, or punching your desk. Staring blankly at the screen, frozen when these signs appear, it's time to walk away. It's no different from hitting your dollar loss limit. You're emotionally tapped out. You've entered tilt mode. The most dangerous trades happen here. Don't let your emotions drive the bus, create rules. Two losses in a row. Step away for 15 minutes. Feel your emotions spike. 1 minute deep breathing. Can't follow your plan. Shut down for the day. Your mental stop loss protects your account and your peace of mind. Training yourself to respond, not react. Reactions are instant. They're emotional. They're unconscious. Responses are thoughtful. They're measured. They're intentional. The goal of emotional mastery is to respond, not react. Here's how to build that skill. Reframe the trade. Instead of saying, "I have to win this trade," say, "I get to practice emotional control today." "I can't believe I lost." Say, "This is data. It's feedback. Nothing more." Reframing turns pressure into opportunity. Journal the moment. After each trade, write, "What was I feeling before I entered? What did I feel during the trade? Did I respond or react?" This reflection turns emotion into awareness. Awareness turns into growth. Build a pre-trade ritual. Before every trade session, do the same three things. Maybe review your plan, say a mantra, breathe deeply for 1 minute. This ritual signals your brain. We're shifting into calm, focused mode now. Over time, it becomes automatic. Your body remembers the calm. You enter the zone. Final thoughts. Mastering the moment isn't about being cold or emotionless. It's about being conscious. It's knowing that the market doesn't control you. You control how you show up. In the heat of a trade, remember, pause, breathe, visualize, respond, don't react. These are the real trading tools, not indicators. Not alerts, inner mastery. And the more you train it, the more powerful you become, because when you master the moment, you master the market. Chapter 7. Revenge trading and emotional overtrading. We've all felt it. That sting, that frustration, the trade that hits your stop, the missed move that takes off without you, the one that should have worked, but didn't. And in that moment, the urge rises to get it back, to prove something, to make the pain stop. You click again, enter another trade, then another, and another. That's not trading anymore. That's revenge. It's overtrading fueled by emotion. And it's one of the fastest ways to blow up a perfectly good trading account. In this chapter, we're going deep into the psychology of revenge trading and emotional overtrading. You'll learn how to spot the warning signs early, how to interrupt the spiral, and how to create your own emotional cooldown process so you can reset, refocus, and recover without digging the hole deeper. Let's break the pattern. Let's take back control. The damage of emotional retaliation. Revenge trading is the act of retaliating against the market. It's not based on strategy. It's based on emotion. It happens when you take a loss and immediately feel the need to make it back. The mindset sounds like this: "I'll just double my size and recover fast. This setup looks good. I'll get back in right away. I can't end the day red. But here's the truth. The market doesn't care. There's nothing to win back. There's no opponent, only your own discipline, or lack of it." Revenge. Trading is gambling in disguise. It's impulsive, it's desperate, and it's usually the beginning of a much bigger loss. You don't just lose money, you lose confidence, you lose clarity. You damage your emotional capital, the most important asset you have as a trader. Recognizing tilt and the emotional spiral. Professional poker players have a term for this: tilt. It's when a player becomes emotionally unhinged after a loss. They stop thinking clearly. They become reckless. They chase. They force. They spiral. Traders go on tilt too, and the sooner you can recognize it, the sooner you can stop it. Signs you're on tilt. Your trading setups you don't. normally take. You've increased position size without reason. You're skipping your trading rules. You're ignoring stop losses or revenge entering after one. You feel frantic, anxious, or angry. But keep clicking. In that moment, you're not trading. You're reacting, and every click digs the hole deeper. You need a system to catch yourself before the spiral starts. Resetting your state. After a bad trade, what you do after a loss defines your long-term success. Losses happen. They're part of the game. But how you respond, that's what separates professionals from amateurs. Here's how to reset after a tough trade. Step away physically. Leave your screen. Walk to another room. Stand up. Stretch. Drink water. Get out of the emotional heat zone. Acknowledge the emotion. Say it out loud. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I feel embarrassed. Naming the emotion gives you power over it. What you can name, you can tame. Breathe intentionally. Take 3 slow, controlled breaths. Inhale through your nose for 4 seconds. Hold for 2 seconds. Exhale slowly through your mouth. Do it again and again. This calms your nervous system. It brings you back to rational thinking. Ask yourself, what would a pro do now? Would a professional double their position out of frustration? Would they revenge trade to feel better, or would they pause, reflect, and protect their capital? Channel that answer. Become that person. Review without judgment. Don't beat yourself up. Ask, did I follow my rules? Was the trade part of my plan? What emotion was I feeling before I entered? Use the loss as data, not drama. Emotional cool down. Routines. Every trader needs a cool-down process, a way to reset their mind before re-entering the market. Here are some powerful cool-down tools. The 15-minute timeout. After a loss, especially a big one, set a timer. 15 minutes, no trades, no screens. Use that time to breathe, walk, journal, or simply sit in silence. It creates distance between the pain and your next decision. The cool-down journal. Keep a notebook next to your setup. After a loss, write down, what happened? How do I feel? What triggered the loss? Strategy or emotion? This turns emotional energy into constructive feedback. The reset ritual. Create a short ritual to reset after a loss. Examples: close your eyes and repeat an affirmation. Do 10 deep breaths. Light a candle or sip tea slowly. Anything that grounds you. It might sound small, but rituals train your brain to shift gears. The rule of 2. Make a personal rule. If I break 2 rules in a row, I stop trading for the day. It's a self-imposed circuit breaker. It protects your capital and your sanity. End of session. Debrief. At the end of every trading day, win or lose, do a quick recap. What were my best decisions today? Where did emotion sneak in? What can I do better tomorrow? This ritual creates continuous improvement and emotional resilience. Final thoughts. Revenge trading is the emotional explosion that follows an unexpected loss. Overtrading is the slow leak that happens when you trade just to feel better. Both will drain your account. Both will sabotage your progress. But both can be avoided with awareness, tools, and a commitment to control. Here's the rule to live by. Never let one bad trade lead to another. That's how you stay in the game. That's how you build confidence. That's how you grow. You're not here to win every trade. You're here to trade with control, composure, and clarity. If you lose today, fine. But do it with discipline and come back stronger tomorrow. Chapter 8. Journaling and Self-Reflection for Emotional Mastery. Every trader keeps track of entries and exits, but only the elite track their emotions. It's easy to log numbers, price, time, stop loss, take profit. But the real growth comes when you start logging something else, yourself. What were you feeling before the trade? What thoughts were racing through your mind during it? Did you act out of discipline or out of impulse? This chapter is about a trader's most underrated tool, journaling. Not just for performance, not just to track results, but to master your mindset. If you want to gain emotional control, you have to start with emotional awareness. You can't manage what you don't monitor, and journaling makes the invisible visible. This is how professionals grow. They don't just trade. They reflect, they study their habits, they catch patterns, and they use that insight to evolve. By the end of this chapter, you'll know exactly how to create a journaling routine that sharpens your emotional intelligence, builds mental clarity, and helps you trade with confidence, not chaos. Let's dive in. How journaling transforms your trading psychology. Let's make this clear. Journaling is not just about writing things down. It's a tool of self-mastery. When you put your thoughts on paper, you create space between you and your emotions. You stop being inside the storm and start observing. You become the watcher, the learner, the strategist. Here's what journaling does for your trading psychology. It reveals emotional patterns you didn't know you had. It forces you to slow down and process your experiences. It creates accountability because your thoughts are now visible. It helps you make better decisions next time. Without journaling, mistakes become cycles. With journaling, mistakes become lessons. And in trading, that difference is everything. Emotional logs beyond entries and exits. Most trading journals look like spreadsheets. Price in, price out, win, loss, PL, setup. That's useful, but incomplete. What's missing? The emotional data. This is where emotional journaling comes in. Here's what to log on. Pre-trade feelings. What was I feeling before I entered this trade? Was I calm, anxious, hopeful, desperate? During trade emotions. How did I feel as the trade progressed? Did I want to close early, double down, walk away? Post-trade reflection. Did I follow my plan? What emotion had the most influence on this trade? What would I do differently next time? Triggers and patterns. Did anything outside of trading affect my state today? Did I break a rule because of fear, greed, impatience? Over time, this data builds emotional intelligence. You'll start seeing patterns like, I always get impulsive after two green trades in a row. I trade poorly when I don't sleep well. I tend to overtrade when I skip my morning routine. These are gold. This is where emotional mastery begins. Review routines. How pros learn from their feelings. Journaling is half the equation. Reviewing is the other half. Set a weekly or bi-weekly review session. Just for you. No charts, no trades. Just your journal and your attention. Ask yourself, what emotional habits showed up this week? What triggered my best trades? What triggered my worst trades? Where did I follow my plan despite emotion? Where did I let emotion override logic? Rate yourself. 1 to 10. How was my discipline this week? 1 to 10. How well did I handle losses? 1 to 10. How calm was I in each trade? Then set intentions for the next week. This week I'll pause before every trade. I'll journal immediately after emotional trades. I'll avoid trading when I feel scattered or tired. This isn't just reflection, it's refinement, small adjustments, consistent insight. That's what makes you better over time. Pros know this. Your trading success rises with your emotional awareness. Awareness is the first step to control. There's a simple truth in psychology. You can't change what you're not aware of. And journaling creates that awareness. It shows you what's really running the show. Are you trading from fear? Are you chasing because of ego? Are you forcing setups to feel productive? The goal isn't perfection, it's progress. Every journal entry sharpens your awareness. Every review strengthens your self-control. Think of journaling like a mirror. When you look into it daily, you can clean up what's messy. You see where you're slipping, and you adjust before it becomes a problem. Your journal becomes your mental coach. It never lies. It shows your patterns and your potential. The best part? Journaling doesn't require talent, only honesty. Final. Thoughts: if you want to become a more consistent trader, start journaling, not just your trades, but your mindset, your emotions, your impulses, your self-talk, because every entry you make is a step toward emotional mastery, and emotional mastery is the real edge in trading. Start today. Even one line per trade is better than nothing. With time, you'll build a database of you, your patterns, your wins, your struggles, and most importantly, your growth. Chapter 9. Mindset rituals for long-term success. Success in trading is not just about charts, setups, or even money management. It's about the mindset you bring to the market every single day, how you prepare your mind before you trade, how you protect your mental energy throughout the day, and how you build emotional resilience that lasts for the long haul. This chapter will guide you through powerful mindset rituals that shape your trading psychology. These aren't complicated strategies or secret hacks. They are simple, intentional habits that create consistency, focus, and calm, even when the market throws you curveballs. Morning and pre-trade mindset rituals: how you start your day sets. The tone for every trade. Morning rituals help you enter the market grounded, clear, and confident. They create space between you and emotional impulses. They build a mental foundation that supports disciplined trading. Here are some effective morning and pre-trade rituals. Mindful breathing or meditation. Spend 5 minutes sitting quietly, focusing on your breath. Breathe deeply and slowly. Notice your thoughts, but don't engage them. This simple practice calms your nervous system and brings focus. Review your trading plan. Before the market opens, read over your trading rules and setups. Remind yourself of your risk limits and entry criteria. This reinforces discipline and reduces emotional decision-making. Visualization. Close your eyes and visualize yourself trading calmly and confidently. Imagine spotting setups, managing risk, and staying cool even during volatile moves. Visualization programs your brain for success. Set clear intentions. Say to yourself, "Today I will trade with patience. I will follow my plan. I will accept losses without emotion." Intentions help anchor your focus and create accountability. Daily affirmations, visualization, and gratitude. Mindset rituals don't stop once the market opens. Throughout the day, use affirmations and gratitude to stay centered. Daily affirmations, positive. Statements repeated regularly can reshape your inner dialogue. Examples: I am disciplined and focused. I trust my trading plan. Losses are part of the journey. I stay calm and composed. Repeat them silently or out loud. The goal is to replace fear and doubt with confidence and clarity. Gratitude practice. It might seem strange to practice gratitude in trading, a tough, competitive environment, but gratitude shifts your mindset from scarcity to abundance. Take a moment each day to list 3 things you're grateful for, trading related or not. Gratitude reduces stress and builds emotional resilience. Visualization. In addition to morning practice, use short visualization breaks during the day. Close your eyes for 30 seconds and picture yourself staying calm and making smart decisions. This resets your emotional state and keeps you grounded, protecting your mental energy. Like capital, mental energy is your most valuable trading asset. Without it, your decisions suffer, your discipline falters, your emotions run wild. Protect your mental energy like you protect your trading capital. Here's how. Limit distractions. Turn off non-essential notifications. Close irrelevant tabs or apps. Create a quiet, focused workspace. Manage information. Intake. Avoid overloading yourself with market noise or social media drama. Stick to trusted sources and your own plan. Schedule breaks. Step away from screens regularly. Walk, stretch, hydrate. Breaks recharge your mind and reduce emotional fatigue. Sleep and nutrition. Prioritize quality sleep and balanced meals. Your brain works best when well-rested and nourished. Building emotional resilience. Over time, emotional resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks and stay composed under pressure. It's what turns traders into winners over months and years. How do you build it? Embrace losses as learning, accept that losses are part of the process. Instead of fearing them, study what went wrong, calmly and objectively. Practice patience, resilience. Grows when you resist the urge to rush trades or force outcomes. Patience allows you to wait for the right setups and avoid impulsive mistakes. Maintain a growth mindset. Believe your skills and mindset can improve with effort. See challenges as opportunities, not threats. Surround yourself with support. Connect with other traders or mentors who encourage disciplined, emotional trading. Community strengthens resilience. Final thoughts. Your mindset rituals are the backbone of your trading success. They create stability in an unpredictable market. They protect you from emotional breakdowns. They empower you to trade with clarity and confidence every day. Start small. Pick one or two rituals from this chapter and make them daily habits. Build on them consistently. Remember, the market will always test your emotions. But with strong mindset rituals, you can stay grounded and in control. The final chapter will bring everything together, giving you a blueprint to build emotional control into every aspect of your trading life. Keep going. Your best trades are ahead. Chapter 10, Becoming the Calm Trader, Your New Identity. Trading isn't just what you do, it's who you are. In this final chapter, we focus on a powerful transformation, becoming the calm trader. The trader who faces the market with steady nerves, clear focus, and unshakable confidence. The trader who no longer lets emotion dictate decisions. The trader who embodies discipline as a core part of their identity. Let's explore what it truly means to be calm in the chaos and how you can live that identity every day. What a calm trader looks and thinks like. A calm trader is not someone without fear or doubt. They have fear and doubt, but they don't let it control them. Here's how a calm trader thinks. They see losses as temporary setbacks, not personal failures. They trust their strategy, even when the market tests it. They focus on process over outcomes. They breathe through moments of stress instead of reacting impulsively. They remain patient and wait for the right opportunities. They control what they can, their mindset and actions, and let go of what they can't. Market noise and unpredictability. Calm traders understand that trading is a journey. Ups and downs come with the territory. But their steady mindset keeps them moving forward. Letting go of perfectionism and pressure. One of the biggest barriers to calmness is the desire to be perfect. Perfectionism creates pressure. Pressure breeds anxiety. Anxiety leads to mistakes. Trading isn't about being perfect. It's about being consistent, except that losses and errors happen. They don't define your skill or worth as a trader. Replace the pressure to be flawless with the goal of progress. Every trade is a chance to learn, adapt, and improve. When you let go of perfectionism, you free your mind from unrealistic expectations. That freedom is where calmness thrives. The identity shift, from gambler to strategist. Many traders start as gamblers, chasing quick wins, driven by emotion and chance. But true success requires an identity shift. Becoming a strategist means planning every trade with clear rules,
managing risk carefully, analyzing your performance objectively, staying disciplined even when tempted to chase losses or ride greed. This shift rewires how you see yourself. You move from reactive to proactive, From impulsive to intentional, your
identity changes. You are no longer a gambler hoping for luck. You are a thoughtful, patient strategist playing the long game. How to embody confidence. Every day. Confidence isn't something you find. It's something you build. Start by taking daily actions that reinforce your calm trader identity. Prepare thoroughly before every trading session. Follow your plan without exception. Journal. Honestly about your emotions and decisions. Celebrate small wins and lessons learned. Use affirmations like, I trade with calm and clarity. Surround yourself with positive influences and mentors. Every day, tell yourself, I'm a calm and confident trader. I control my emotions. They don't control me. With time, this mindset becomes second nature. You'll notice your reactions. Soften. Your decisions sharpen. Your results improve. Confidence grows from consistent practice, not from winning every trade. Final inspiration. Your trading journey starts now. You've learned how emotions can make or break your trading success. You've discovered practical tools to master fear, greed, and impulsivity. You've built habits and rituals that protect your mental edge. And now, you're ready to claim your new identity. The calm trader inside you is waiting. Step into that. Roll fully and unapologetically. Trading is not just a skill. It's a mindset, and that mindset is yours to shape. Keep practicing. Keep reflecting. Keep growing. The market will always challenge you, but with emotional control, you'll always rise. Thank you for listening. If this audiobook helped you, be sure to subscribe for more insights and guidance. Your best trading days are ahead. Conclusion. You're the edge. Now, for too long, your emotions controlled your trading decisions, but not anymore. You've taken a powerful journey, from feeling overwhelmed by fear and greed to mastering your mindset with discipline and calm. You've learned to recognize emotional traps and respond with clarity. You've built daily rituals that protect your mental edge. You've embraced a new identity as a confident, strategic trader. This transformation isn't just about feeling better. It directly increases your profitability. Emotional control means fewer impulsive trades, better risk management, and smarter decisions. It's the real edge that successful traders have, one that no indicator or system can replace. Remember, mastering your emotions is an ongoing practice. Keep sharpening your skills. Keep reflecting on your mindset. Keep growing into the trader you want to be. Thank you for trusting this guide on your trading journey. If you found value here, subscribe now to stay sharp, level-headed, and ready. For every market move, your best trades are yet to come.